Economy get a Holley two-barrel carburetor, number 4412, specially priced at just $34.95. Don't miss out on Lampert's grand opening celebration. It's going on right now. It'll run through tomorrow, only at 875 South Highway 140 in Florissant. Price is good at all Lampert stores.
I'm thinking about a place called Southmore, right next door to a nine-hole golf course for openers. Southmore has so many extras, things that maybe you've never even seen before in an apartment complex. For example, a professionally staffed daycare preschool center right on the grounds, and a shopping village just off the grounds, and a complete service organization to take care of you after you move in. And for relaxing time, there's swimming, and there's tennis. The courts are lighted at night, and there's ice skating and a beautiful community center. But Southmore is something, well, something you have to really see to believe. It's on Tesson Ferry Road. That's Highway 21, just 2 miles south of I-244. The Bruce Properties Company, they're responsible for Southmore, one of the major developers here. They've already built 14 distinctive communities in the St. Louis area. They've outdone themselves at Southmore. Southmore display apartments are open every day till 7. You come see us soon.
Where I came in yesterday. It's 5:11, Friday afternoon. From the Spirit of St. Louis, we'll have a sports report for you. Just a couple of minutes. Pretty song here from Carpenters.
Day after day.
No, Carpenters, not K-Star, Jay. I won't last a day without you. It's 15 minutes after 5, 5:15, from the Spirit of St. Louis. Now, sit tight, okay, because I got to sell something first. It's the biggest going-out-of-business sale ever. Have to really watch our P's and Q's because the boss is across the glass. Scotch Decor Furniture at 7150 Manchester in the Maplewood Loop is closing their doors and must liquidate their entire furniture inventory in just 5 short weeks. If you need quality furniture at unbelievable savings of up to 70%, don't miss out on the going-out-of-business sale at Scotch Decor. Choose from uniquely styled living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, and accessories, all drastically reduced for liquidation during Scotch Decor's going-out-of-business sale. Now, financing is available, but please understand that everything must be sold on a first-come, first-served basis. Visit Scotch Decor Furniture today and take your pick of unheard-of furniture bargains while quantities last. Scotch Decor Furniture at 7150 Manchester in the Maplewood Loop. Open evenings until 9 p.m. That's during their great, giant, going-out-of-business sale. Now, there are no gimmicks, no special buys. Stop by Scotch Decor Furniture's going-out-of-business sale. Just 5 weeks left, 7150 Manchester in the Maplewood Loop. Oh, my good grief. What was that? I'm trying to behave, you know, play it straight. We goofed around the other day, and they put me on mornings. Where am I? Okay, now it's time for Jay Randolph Sports, brought to you by Frontier Airlines.
They could be jamming us, you know.
You know, it's back to baseball for the Cardinals tonight, a weekend series with the Padres starting at 7:30 this evening over at Busch Stadium. Steve Arlen goes against Sonny Siebert. One game this afternoon, the Dodgers keep winning, 8-3 over Chicago this afternoon. The Kemper Open Golf Tournament, Charlotte, North Carolina, Lee Trevino, a course record 64. He has the lead in that tournament. And the National Football League has agreed to pay, once again, the health insurance premiums of NFL players. They've been doing that since last March. The result of all this means negotiations between the owners and the players will resume on June the 11th. And now this from Frontier.
First time ever, you can now jet nonstop to Lincoln. Only one airline gives you this service, and that's Frontier. Our new nonstop happy hour jet leaves daily at 4:20. And there's a new return nonstop the next day or any day to bring you home again. Business travelers to Lincoln never had it so good. A new nonstop. Comfort with first-class legroom at the coach price wherever you sit. Great service in the air and on the ground. For reservations to Lincoln, Denver, Las Vegas, or any city we fly to, call your professional travel agent or Frontier. Then jet Frontier.
New flight schedule effective July the 1st. Milwaukee and the world. It's 521 at 55 KSD, downtown 71 degrees, gradual clearing tonight. It's going to be a nice weekend, clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night and again Sunday. And high's going to be about 80, lows, so maybe 60, 65. 71 in the city at the moment, 68 officially at the airport.
Hello, Mr. Know-it-all here, the man who knows everything about everything.
What was the capital of Abyssinia?
It was Addis Ababa, Abyssinia. Abyssinia. Hello, Mr. Know-it-all.
What was the longest march in history?
31 days. Never varies. Hello, Mr. Know-it-all.
What do you know about car resale values?
Everything.
Okay, is a four-door 1972 Maverick worth more or less than it was a year ago?
Let's see.
A 72 Maverick four-door is worth more today than a year ago, up to $200 more, based on a national average of NADA prices.
Well, I didn't know that.
Now, what's the best-selling four-door compact in America today?
Oh, well, now, that's the...
Ford Maverick with room for a family of five.
Gee, I didn't know that either.
Well, now that you know, Mr. Know-it-all, stop in at your local Ford dealer.
Over the last 5 years, Ford dealers have sold more small cars, cars with wheelbases of less than 112 inches, than any other single group of dealers in America. Come see your local Ford dealer. He's Small Car Headquarters.
I'm not answering that.
This is Patrick Emery in the Channel 4 newsroom. There are some areas that were flooded after yesterday's storm. We'll have film details for you. There has been tragic proof in the last few days. Lightning is very dangerous. We'll have a report on that danger and how to avoid it. And this is a very touching moment for us. I have been informed that this is our last day with Ron Morgan. So for a while, we'll have to say goodbye, Ron.
Oh,
and as has been said before, if you are home or on your way home, we'll have all the news tonight in the Channel 4 newsroom at 6.
Pat, I'll miss you too, and no matter what they say around here, I still think you and Ed Wilkes make a great news team.
It's knowing that your door's on.
Gentlemen, my mind. Glenn Campbell, 526 from 55 KSD, you got the spirit. We got traffic, and I hope mine is problems. Here's Susie with the report.
Considering it's a Friday afternoon, the traffic scene is, for the most part, pretty healthy looking. Poplar Street Bridge and Memorial Drive are grim. Westbound 70 from Lindbergh to 244 is stop and go. Otherwise, westbound 70 is not at all bad. Westbound 44 is just fine, and southbound 55 is giving us no problems at the moment at all. This is Susie with KSD Traffic.
What's coming round the bend? It's a brand new train from end to end. Feel how it flies. It's the newest, smoothest way to take a ride with Amtrak, the new turbo.
If you haven't ridden Amtrak's Turboliner yet, you're missing the newest, most exciting train on the tracks. It glides so smoothly you scarcely feel the rails. And here's a special tip. If you live in the north or west areas of St. Louis, you may save time by taking the Turboliner at Alton, where plenty of free parking is available. Turboliner is twice daily to Bloomington and Chicago, except Tuesday and Wednesday when conventional service is available. No reservations necessary. Northbound Turboliners leave Alton weekdays at 8:10 a.m. and 5:10 p.m. Check schedules for weekend service.
Amtrak.
One flavor you can't get on a Dairy Queen Sunday.
I don't know, what?
Blue.
Blue's not a flavor.
That's why you can't get it out of Dairy Queen.
Afternoon, weekend staring you in the face. Have a good one. Weather folks are going to cooperate. Emil Wilde has the news at 5:30. Well, I swear. No, that's the president's line.
Slow down.
Harper's Bazaar and 59th Street Bridge Song. Or feeling groovy at 55 KSD, it's 5:30. For KSD News, Emil Wilde.
Good afternoon. The news brought to you by Anthony Chevrolet. Prosecutor Leon Jaworski today asked a federal judge not to enforce subpoenas served on the president by two of his former aides in the Ellsberg break-in case. With a heavy amount of rainfall in the area over the past 24 hours or so, this will affect rivers in our area.
This will bring the river up rapidly, and we expect a crest of 32 feet. Which is 2 feet over flood stage on the 3rd of June.
Jack Standring, who tells us the Missouri will crest on the 2nd at St. Charles, but below flood. In the month-long St. Louis construction strike, a long meeting between contractors and cement masons resulted in the union agreeing to take a proposal on all unresolved issues to the membership on Monday, with another meeting with management scheduled for Wednesday. Meanwhile, no meeting has been scheduled with the laborers, though efforts are being made to set up a get-together between the Industry Council and the Laborers' Five-Pact Alliance. Mayor Pelker has asked the St. Louis Board of Aldermen to cut an additional $500,000 from the police budget.
Board of Police Commissioners President Colonel Ted McNeil says the board has already made the cuts allowable.
We will have to reduce our personnel by at least 100 people through attrition by the end of this fiscal year. And I think that's the most that we can reduce our personnel and still protect the city.
McNeil says the expected reversions now cannot occur. Jim Holder, KSD News.
After a week's work on the budget, today's St. Louis Aldermanic session took only about an hour to deal with four routine zoning matters.
Then Mayor Pelker spoke against a bill introduced by Aldermanic President Badaracco. It would return the city courts to two instead of four judges. Pelker reasoned that the four-court system has been in effect only a short while. Give it at least until September, then have a committee decide if it needs to be altered again. The court bill was then voted back to committee. Howard Demir, KSD News.
Eight mental health services, Malcolm Bliss, will be cut as of July 1st. The health center superintendent, Dr. Kathleen Smith, says the slash that affects more than 900 patients is caused by, first, a cut in federal funds, and second, failure of the Missouri legislature to make up the deficit. Unless there is some meeting of the minds between Belleville City Fathers and the fire department, come June 25th, a complete fireman's walkout will result. Rich Rajowitz, president of Local 53 of the Belleville Firefighters, tells KSD News about their latest union meeting.
The city has refused everything. Thursday night, we held our special union meeting, and we voted to come June 25th with the go-on strike.
In other Belleville news, the city votes tomorrow in a special school election on a 49-cent tax increase proposal. Southwestern rings the bell on women's pay. KSD News next. It's 70 degrees at 5:33.
Anthony Chevrolet.
Truly beautiful day. Anthony is Chevrolet in Crestwood.
If you're ready for a car that makes sense for today, Anthony Chevrolet has a car for you. With a big special shipment sale on brand new 1974 Chevrolets. With plenty of models, body styles, colors, and options to choose from. Drive away in a car that's right for you from Anthony. And save during their special shipment sale.
Anthony is Chevrolet in Crestwood.
Hurry to Anthony Chevrolet today, where they have the car that makes sense for you. Anthony Chevrolet, on Highway 66, just west of the Crestwood Shopping Center.
Anthony is Chevrolet in Crestwood.
Women get the same pay as men for the same management jobs at Southwestern Bell. This is part of a national anti-sex bias agreement signed yesterday by American Telephone and Telegraph. In the St. Louis area, Southwestern Bell spokesman Bill Holland tells KSD News.
Well, in the local area, there will be approximately 400 people affected. These are management people in first and second line jobs. The majority of these will, in all probability, be females.
On Wall Street today, industrials closed down 141 at 802.17. KSD weekend weather, gradual clearing tonight, sunny tomorrow, and clear on Sunday. KSD records 70 degrees right now. This report has been brought to you by Anthony Chevrolet, the only Chevrolet dealer in Crestwood, on Highway 66, just west of the Crestwood Shopping Center. For KSD St. Louis, Emma Wilde. Now here's Susie with a KSD traffic report.
Eastbound 40 is in great shape for the most part. Westbound 70, not in any trouble except at the St. Charles Bridge approach. Poplar Street Bridge and Memorial Drive are still slow going, with southbound 55 quite heavily involved in the downtown area, but by Park Avenue it breaks free and it's smooth sailing from then on out. 244 at the 4466 interchange is in good shape at the moment. Let's leave it there. This is Susie with KSD Traffic.
55 KSD. With music and much, much more.
55 KSD.
at 55 KSD. Don Redlich, nationally known choreographer, dancer, and teacher, will lead a four-week summer institute in contemporary dance June 10th through July 5th at Washington U. The institute is open to college and secondary school students as well as dance instructors. KSD notes, if you'd like more information, call Washington U Summer School at 863-0100, extension 4628.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday.
I'm the Piano Man. Sing me a song. Scott St. James will be entertaining in our main lounge beginning at 6:05 tonight. Oh, it's going to be a nice weekend, provided the folks at the Bureau come through this time. They're talking about nice weather. Sunny skies. High will be in the 70s. Clear to partly cloudy weather tomorrow night and again on Sunday. So 71 degrees downtown. Look for a high of about 75, maybe 80 over the weekend. It's going to be nice.
Hey, you want to buy a telephone for your business? Cheap?
Hold it. I'm speaking for the company that goes beyond the price deal. Southwestern Bell. For a monthly rate, they give you lots of extras, like maintenance, training for your people, and the flexibility to grow with your business. So take a close look if you're thinking about a new communication system. Before you get down to business, call the experts in the business. Southwestern Bell.
Seaboys has a new kind of car from a new kind of car dealer. Joe Bloom, a man with a car for the future. The new rotary engine Mazda. Mazda means economy, durability, and performance. Buy a new Mazda from Joe Bloom Mazda, and a full tank of gas is free. Take Highway 270 to Dunn Frontage Road between Lindbergh and Graham. Take a test drive now, because Mazda performs, and Joe Bloom delivers.
This Monday, June 3rd. Don't be confused.
Beginning this Monday, it's Morgan in the morning and a Warner afternoon. This Monday, you wake up with Ron Morgan and go home with Paul Warner. Don't you dare be confused, but Monday, KSD does the big switch. Ron Morgan, 6 to 10 in the morning. Paul Warner, 2 to 6 in the afternoon. It starts Monday on 55 KSD.
Where all the good songs have gone.
Where's the love? Check that. It's not in the wastebasket. Oh, here it is. That's Roberta Flack and Dolly Hathaway at 547 at 55 KSD. Where is the love? Tell you now, this coming weekend, they're talking about super good weather. Got a suggestion for you. About noon tomorrow, why not bring out some fresh fruits, some cheeses, sourdough bread, and a cool, cool bottle of Mistala Rosé. I know you got to mow the lawn, but it's going to be too wet to mow. Forget it. Just do what I tell you. You're going to meet neighbors you knew you never had. Turn a Saturday afternoon into a fun afternoon with a bottle of Mistala Rosé. It's the rosé with a difference. Mistala is not too dry, not too sweet. Planning on serving it at formal occasions, it goes right with, any kind of food that you want to prepare. It's great before dinner, it's great after dinner, and it's super on a Saturday afternoon, sunshine, sourdough bread, fresh fruit and cheese. You'll love it. Mistala Rosé, the rosé with a difference.
Here's a big budget booster from Penney's. This week, save on fabric sneakers for the family. Women's and girls' styles, now two pair for $5. Men and boys' styles, now two pair for $7. All have cushion insoles and correct balanced arch. On sale through Saturday only.
Spirit of St. Louis, 55 KSD. I'm Ron Morgan. Wait a minute. I'm not supposed to sing on the radio. Got another memo about that the other day. Diana Ross and the Supremes. I am not Diana. Other lovely high voice you heard belonged to Diana. This is Ron Morgan at 551. I did want to mention, before we get to Susie in a traffic report, that due to flooding conditions, the program at Tri-City Speedway, scheduled for tonight, as they say in the commercials, has been canceled. Okay, that's because of flooding conditions out there and the bad weather we had last night. Now for a look at traffic, here's Susie.
Really, for a Friday afternoon, traffic on the whole has been extremely fair, with no major incidents to report at all. Poplar Street Bridge did find a stalled car from time to time, and this did cause eastbound 70 and northbound 55 some grief. and the usual problems of sheer volume going into St. Charles. Southbound 55 and eastbound 40, a slight backup leaving downtown for a while, but even that soon broke free. Eastbound 44 as usual fine, and westbound 70 behaved beautifully. Drive carefully and have a lovely weekend. I'm Susie, and that's KSD Traffic.
Tomorrow, for one day only, find big savings at Famous Bar on Stearns & Foster mattresses and box springs. Pay only $59 for a twin-size mattress or box spring, only $79 for a full-size. Queen and king sizes are also at savings. Choose comfortable, firm, extra firm, or super firm support in quilt top, smooth top, or foam latex styles. Don't miss this big one-day mattress savings Saturday only at Famous Bar, all stores.
You know how easy it is to get to Canada?
First of all, Canada's exciting cities aren't very far.
If you live in New York City, Montreal is closer than Atlanta.
And if you live in Chicago, Toronto is closer than the Catskills.
What if you live in San Francisco?
Then Vancouver is closer than Denver.
Oh, right.
And do you know, America, that Canada has a whole summer vacation full of things to do you may never have done before?
Ever seen a Mountie?
Ever tried the gourmet restaurants of Montreal and Quebec?
How about snow-capped Rocky Mountains?
Ever fish for bluefin in Prince Edward Island?
Canada can excite and delight and entertain your whole family for as long as you can stay. So come on up, America, to Canada. So easy and so, so right for this summer. Contact your travel agent or auto club.
With Ron Morgan, Herb Albert, Tijuana Brass with a work song, so let's get to it. 71 degrees downtown St. Louis at 65 officially at the airport, 555 at 55 KSD with, huh? Ron Morgan, hang on, Abel Wilde coming up with headlines. Scotty's on the radio at 6:05 tonight. And you have yourself a super evening, will you? Drive carefully.
I've got a nail.
55 KSD St. Louis, it's 558. KSD News, Emil Wilde.
The news brought to you by Hoffmeister Colonial Mortuaries. Rains in the area lately have caused rivers and streams to rise. At St. Louis, the Mississippi is expected to crest on the 3rd at 32 feet, 2 feet over flood. The Missouri and St. Charles will crest on the 2nd of June at 23.5 feet. That's a foot and a half below flood. The superintendent of the St. Louis County Police Department, Colonel Gil Kleinek, says the force will begin an extra effort tomorrow to enforce the laws pertaining to the illegal use of mini bikes and go-karts.
County ordinances delegate that all vehicles operating upon the highways, the roads, and the streets and alleys in the unincorporated area of St. Louis County shall have attached valid registration plates.
Money woes will force the layoff of 174 employees this summer from four facilities of the Missouri Mental Health Division. At Malcolm Bliss Mental Health Center in St. Louis, 56 persons will be out of work. Hazelwood Mayor Ed Ward today received a check for $30,000 from St. Louis County to help with the purchase of an 8-acre park. 23 such parks will be established with local and federal revenue-sharing funds. KSD News, time 5:59.
Finest from every point of view. What does it mean? Simply that for four generations, the Hoffmeister Mortuary's name has been an expression of quality, dignity, honesty, and friendliness. It has created confidence and trust. For Hoffmeister has helped so many families to make the right decision when the burden was heaviest. This is the heritage that guides Hoffmeister every step of the way to provide the utmost in service, the very finest in surroundings. Beautiful Hoffmeister Colonial Mortuary, 6464 Chippewa, and the Hoffmeister Chapel at 7814 South Broadway. Truly the very finest from every point of view.
KSD weekend weather, in a word, pleasant. Generally clearing tonight, partly sunny tomorrow, partly sunny on Sunday. 70 degrees in St. Louis right now. For KSD St. Louis, Emil Wilde at 6.
NBC Radio News, Mike Moss reporting.